a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Thank you. Commerce Committee will come to order. Thank you for all the attendees and listeners this morning. I would remind those of you testifying before the committee today to make sure that you're appropriately logged on our sign-in sheet, and if you are a lobbyist of any sort, please ensure that you appear before the committee appropriately badged, either white or blue. No other colors are optional. I'd remind those testifying before the committee and those attending this morning to make sure that you silence your electronic devices so that the recently returned Senator Greenfield does not have to impose a stiff fine or penalty on you. He's been waiting all session for that opportunity, and the fine is increasing, he tells me, on a daily basis. That being housekeeping, I'd ask for the roll call and attendees. Anna.
Senators Hager. Bradford.
Here.
Lederman. Sutton.
Here.
Norstrup.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Curd.
Here. Senator Hagar is on her way. Thank you. We have minutes from our last gathering. I'll take a motion to approve. Senator Sutton. Seconded by Senator Nostrup. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The minutes are approved. We have a couple pages this morning. If you'd come up and introduce yourself, this is your first week with us, isn't it? So you get to do this over and over again in the committees. Come up and say who you are and where you're from. Ladies first, if you'd come on up.
Hi,
You can turn on that little green button up there on the microphone and tell us who you are and where you're headed.
Hi, my name's Emily Larson, and I'm from Chamberlain, South Dakota, and I'm a senior in high school, so I'll be attending university next year.
Thank you, Emily, for being here.
Yep.
Which university? The only university? Is that what you were going to tell us?
I'm still waiting to hear back from a few, so nothing is decided quite yet.
Right. Well, if you're here while you're still present, let us know.
Okay.
See, Minnesota.
You're a gopher, huh? Gopher in waiting? That's probably should reevaluate that.
My name is Grant Irwin. I'm also from Pierre, and I'm hoping to attend the University of North Dakota.
Great. Thanks for being here. We're going to take up Senate Bill 180 first on the calendar today to get that cleared off. Many of you are aware, probably all of you, that crossover day is tomorrow, so we're going to finish our Senate work today so it can be appropriately disposed of in the Senate tomorrow. There's already been considerable committee testimony on Senate Bill 180, and we're at the point where we could entertain committee action, discussion, and or questions on Senate Bill 180. Sure. Senate Bill 180 before the committee today is all about wind. An act entitled to revise certain provisions regarding the production tax for wind energy facilities. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to offer Amendment 180-RA.
Second.
Amendment 180-RA has been moved by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Hagar. Comments on your motion to amend, Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And if, with your indulgence, I think it would be appropriate to maybe offer some comments from the interested parties on this. The amendment has been distributed. There were a number of extras for those who would like to look at them out here in the audience, but or in the room. When we last heard this bill a couple weeks ago on Thursday, I was serving as the chair at the time, and I asked that we. In fact, I didn't ask. I just deferred it, used the prerogative of the chair to hold it over. And as you know, and I said I felt that there were issues brought up by both sides that were valid and so on and so forth. And I basically asked that we have those parties continue to work together and see if they couldn't come to maybe a better proposal, come down with a better proposal. Here we have an amendment that is, you know, I think it would be still considered a work in progress, but I do think that based upon the conversations I've had with a couple of interested parties, this is maybe a little bit closer to the balancing point. So Again, I don't know if it would be your desire, but I think that this is a substantial enough amendment that perhaps some of those individuals could come forth and talk on that.
Certainly we'd allow that. Do you have individuals specifically in mind, Senator Greenfield?
The gentleman who just stood.
Mr. Kenneke, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everyone. Brett Kenneke, appearing on behalf of Iberdrola Renewables. Was part of the conversations with Senator Greenfield that he described and drafted 180RA. 180RA is an attempt to be responsive to the concerns of the opponents last time we were all together discussing this bill. It removes the escalator clause, which is in current law, treats all projects the same except for the Highmore Wind project. It's Mr. Van Camp's client's installation from 2003. So everything from, I believe, 2007 going forward would be on the same plan. It would eliminate the rebate. You see that in Section 3, the substantial language on the bottom of the amendment, and would take the current proposal from 0.00035 to 0.0004. So it is an attempt to achieve parity with surrounding states, or close to it, as close as we can given the differing tax structures. It provides more revenue for the state, I believe, in the upfront years, less revenue in the out years for the projects, and eliminates that escalator clause, which is causing our tax to be out of whack continually, you know, year after year. So that's the thrust of the bill. I will agree with Senator Greenfield's comments. This is not anything that everyone's agreed to. I don't want to present this as being a deal. It is not. It's a work in progress, and I think it's more fair to people who are trying to understand and catch along and be involved in the discussions of where current discussions are currently surrounding. This bill is a picture of what people are talking about, but I don't want to portray it to anybody as being a deal. I'll be glad to answer questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Kenneke. Any other comments from the committee, questions, or action for Senate Bill 180 and the amendment that's before the committee? Seeing none, the question before the committee is to amend. Oh, coming up?
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning. Hunter Roberts from the governor's office, standing in opposition to this bill and the opposed amendment. We oppose the first bill on several issues. One was we preferred to take this to one tax system, which the proposed amendment appears to do. If this proposes a long-term fix, which this amendment I think would do, and it would encourage new development, which is another thing that we've wanted to work on the wind industry with. What this does not do is respect South Dakota taxpayers. This is a very large shift in our current policy and how we tax these wind farms. In my opinion, and I think several others, it's too large a shift. It will entice new development. I don't disagree with that. But I think it goes too far. It would make us have a lower tax regime than our neighbors. And then it also would, for existing projects, unfairly enrich them, in my opinion. I think that this will hurt local governments and our general fund long term. When these projects were developed, the existing projects, the deal was made. Many of them signed long-term power purchase agreements with the power purchase price then. What we're going to do now is these companies are smart. They know how to do business. They built these wind farms knowing what that tax regime was going to be 25 years from now. They sold that power with that existing tax regime. They knew what was coming. Now they're trying to change the deal with this amendment, and I don't think it's fair to our taxpayers. With that, I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Any further comments from the committee regarding the motion to amend Senate Bill 180 with Amendment 180RA? Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize if I don't hear exactly well. What was the rate before this 004?
It's 0.00035, I believe.
35. So this is five percentage points difference, but is that up or down?
I mean, I believe, Senator, it's a 5/100,000 increase. Is that right? Okay.
But this affects existing projects, too.
Right. So, were you asking, just to clarify your question, were you asking about the previous bill language or what the current rate is in statute as of today?
Yeah. What's the rate in statute right now?
I think that's somewhat complex. I think there are different rates depending on when the facility was constructed and so forth, so it's somewhat of a complex question. Does anyone feel that they have the skill set to answer that complex question for the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Certainly.
Senator Bradford, Hunter Roberts, again with the governor's office. It's 0.00551 is the current rate for 2015, and that will increase 2.5% going forward for 2015. And it increases, and it's times a gross receipts tax rate of 2% of total power generation.
So before you skip away, it's 0.0051 for 2015, and it increases by 2% per year per annum. Is that what you said?
2.5%.
2.5% per annum. And the bill we had before us was to reduce that to 0.0035.
For new projects.
For new projects.
And this brings everyone.
And this amendment is everybody at 0.004.
Yeah, 0.0004.
0.0004.
Mm-hmm.
100,000ths, 400,000ths.
That's correct.
Is that right? Okay. Is that completely clear? If it is to you, then you're the only one in the room.
Now,
Senator Bradford.
Just he said two zeros, right, before the five?
It's three, right?
0.00051, I think, is the current.
Well, let me time out here. The number is 0.0551, but that's a gross receipts tax, so it would be times 2% of your total power sales times this number. So effectively, I mean, it's... What is it? It's 0.00095, I think.
Are you doing this math?
Just multiply the two.
Yeah. So your effective rate is I don't have a calculator on me. Is it 0.00?
You got the number.
Okay. Sorry for this.
I just want to compare apples to apples, not apples to oranges.
Yeah, I can't remember. What is it? What's the current rate? Well, it's times 2%, so.
Take that times 0.02.
Yeah. 0.02 times 0.01. Yeah, so the number is, for 2015, 0.001102. So we're going, reducing it by 60%+.
0.0011. Does that make sense?
I mean, there's more to the story because we offer a rebate for first five and then the next five, a reduced rebate, so it gets complex, that's for sure.
Any further questions, Senator Bradford? Well, as I understand it, it's a reduction from the current for new projects, but an increase from what the bill originally said. the amendment is. That's how I understand it. Senator Greenfield?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question of Mr. Van Camp. Obviously, sir, you testified as a proponent representing one of the wind interests in the state. Mm-hmm. And I would like to hear your thoughts on the amendment and then the rationale behind the .0004 that has been arrived at in the proposed amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Greenfield, Bill Van Camp appearing as a registered lobbyist for NextEra. In your absence due to your injury, my boss, Julie Volk, who works for NextEra, testified at the last hearing. I think Mr. Roberts said it correctly. There's more to the story to get to Mr. Bradford's issue of where the zeros start and the decimal. The triple 04, as I'll call it, by my client's math, would have a project in years 1 through 5 pay approximately $125,000 more in taxes than they pay under the current law. The current law, as was described by Hunter Roberts, has an escalator in it, and it takes a rate set in statute in 2008, which was based on the wholesale price of electricity at the time, that is proven to be something that has gone down dramatically. You heard that testimony at the last committee hearing, and represents now a rate that's increasing off a set a number that has gone down in actuality. And so as we sell our product, we sell it for less. And when we try to develop new projects, we can't sell our electricity based on what the existing 2008 law assumed the rate would be. And so we've got a problem. So by my estimation, my client's estimation, 0.004 will have us pay, as I said, $125,000 more on a 99 megawatt project in years 1 through 5. We will pay a corresponding lower amount in years 6 through 10. The savings for the client, which helps, or for the customer, which helps us develop these projects, is really in years 11 and out, when you take away the escalator off this artificial inflated number. But there is more to the puzzle. It's a terribly complicated law that we all passed in 2008 with the support of industry, based on assumptions that were, in fact, a mutual mistake.
Thank you. Senator Greenfield, further questions? Are there any other committee questions or comments on the motion to amend Senate Bill 180 with Senate Bill Amendment 180RA? Seeing none, all in favor of amending Senate Bill 180 with the Amendment 180RA as proposed by Senator Greenfield?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Senate Bill 180RA is amended. We'll move to committee questions and or comments, perhaps action on Senate Bill 180 as amended. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that we send 180 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Second.
Motion by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Hagar, to send 180 as amended to the floor with a due pass motion. Comments on your motion, Senator Greenfield?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Back in 2002, I brought the very first bill to the legislature that passed to provide some incentive to anybody who would look at South Dakota as a place where they'd like to develop the wind resource. It passed the legislature and went into law without the governor's signature, because that governor was very standoffish about striking any kind of deals. Beginning in 2003, things changed, and over the next several years, we continued to work on this issue and tried to promote more development and expansion into South Dakota. I guess my point is, and last year, we repealed the Greenfield bill from the Greenfield law from 2002. What was seen at the time as a good incentive to get people in the door was seldom used, and ultimately was obsolete because of the new and improved laws regarding the wind industry. I understand and respect the opposition's testimony that they still have some concerns. And again, I encourage everybody to continue working on this. I think it's necessary that the dialogue continue. And I know it's a tough one because people are there's a line in the sand, but I do look at this as proof that there has been some discussion, at least amongst some of the folks who were on either side of the issue the last time when I was here. And I appreciate those efforts and would ask that we move this to the floor and hopefully if something magical happens between now and, you know, floor debate, we can take a look at further amending it or else hopefully we'll move it over to the House ultimately. But I would ask for your favorable consideration, and I thank the people who have continued to work on this. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator Greenfield. Further comments on the do pass motion by Senator Greenfield? Seeing none. Oh, Senator Bradford, do you have a comment? Sorry.
Just one comment. I'm going to support this, but I'll be honest with you. I'm just doing it hoping that when it reaches stages either on the floor or in the House or somewhere, that those of us who are badly confused by what this is actually going to do. Is this going to take money away from? Is it going to make people pay more? What's this really going to do? And I'd like to, by the time it gets to the floor, I'd like to have that explanation, I hope. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Any further comments for Senate Bill 180 as amended? Seeing none, those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Anna.
Senator Lederman.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye. So unanimous that Senate Bill 180 as amended will move to the Senate floor. Thank you, folks, for coming and the tolerance and allowing us to work on it for a while. Next on the committee's agenda this morning, House Bill 1236, an act to revise certain provisions regarding commissions received by insurance producers. Are there proponents for House Bill 1236?
Morning, Mr. Chair, honorable members of the committee. Also, I'd like to say welcome back to Senator Greenfield. It's nice to have you back here at the state's capital. My name is Matthew Woolman, representative of District 8, Lake Minor, Moody, San Juan County. I'm going to be very brief.
Hang on
this
one
morning.
Second. Can you step outside before you call in the committee next time? Please proceed. Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to be very brief this morning. Before you, you have House Bill 1236. The whole intent of this bill is to clarify Statute 58-30-174 to make it clear that licensed agents in South Dakota may share in compensation for placing a health or life account with an insurance carrier in the form of a percentage, a fee, or a dollar amount. So I'm going to turn it over to the other proponent testimony. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further proponents for House Bill 1236.
Members of the committee, my name is Jerry Diamond. I got a green
light. Just maybe pull it slightly closer if you
there
would, Mr. Diamond. Perfect.
Okay, how's
Thank
that?
Thank you very much.
Sorry, we'll start over. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jerry Diamond. I'm the director of the Independent Insurance Agents of South Dakota. We have about 1,400 members throughout South Dakota. If I may, I'd like to talk to you about House Bill 1236, if I could. And it's like Representative Woolman had stated, it's just to clarify the statute 58-30-174. We would like to make it clear that licensed agents can share compensation between themselves. And we've worked closely with the division, and they are not in opposition to House Bill 1236. This is a straightforward and common sense bill. And it does not increase rates. It doesn't increase the commissions for agents. It does, however, give the consumer the best professional advice and best coverage by an independent insurance agent that specializes in a particular coverage. Let me give you an example. You have two agents that are licensed in health insurance. One agent does very little health insurance, and because of the complex things that are going on, as a lot of us know about. And this agent has decided to send the few clients that come to him for health insurance to an agent across the street who specializes in insurance, and that's his main book of business. The agent across the street writes the account, and when he gets paid, he gives the referring agent a 20% of his compensation as a professional courtesy. This is something that's been going on for, I've been in the business 40 years, long before me. And we feel that once a licensed agent or agents are paid, there should be no laws that restricts them from how they spend their money, just like your paycheck. There should be no laws that tell you how you should pay or spend your paycheck. I'll go with the vice chair and members of the committee. We respectfully ask that you have a favorable yes vote on House Bill 1236. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Diamond. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1236. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Darla Pullman Rogers, and I am a registered lobbyist for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I am also a lobbyist for NAFA of South Dakota. That's an agent group. And I have signed in as a proponent to the bill, but I'm also distributing an amendment that I think further clarifies the situation. And I have spoken both with the Division of Insurance and Mr. Diamond about this amendment. It is a friendly amendment. So the bill makes it clear in Mr. Diamond's example that if an agent refers a piece of business to the agent across the street, then they can share compensation. This amendment clarifies that if that agent across the street is not appointed with Company X, then Company X, he can't act as an agent for that company, and the company is not liable for acts and omissions by that non-appointed agent. So we would encourage you to adopt the amendment and then pass the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony for House Bill 1236. Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1236?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Larry Dieter, Director of the Division of Insurance, South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation. The division originally opposed this bill in its original format as we saw it as an authorization of sharing of commission. We do support the amended version in the amendment that's going on today. Commissions are a lifeblood of the insurance industry. Commissions are sacred. Commissions are between a company and an appointed agent. Appointments are also a fundamental principle of insurance. If you're not appointed, you can't sell, solicit, or negotiate insurance or an insurance product for an insurer. If you can split a commission on its way from the company to an agent, that makes commissions just dollars, and it eliminates the need for appointments, which is important in all states and an important part of the insurance industry. So once an insurance producer or an agency receives the commission, we don't regulate how they spend their money. Therefore, based on the current language of the bill and the additional amendment that's going on today, the division is now neutral on this bill. Thank you, and I'll stand by if there are any questions.
Thank you. Are there any other neutral testifiers for the committee today? Any other opponents to House Bill 1236? Seeing none, is there committee action to be entertained on House Bill 1236?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Lederman.
I move 1236 Charlie.
Motion by Senator Lederman to move Amendment 1236 Charlie, seconded by Senator Hagar. Comments on your motion?
I think it makes the bill better, and appreciate the work that's been done by the opponent and proponents to get this bill to a better position, and I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Further comments on the motion to amend 1236 with Charlie? Senator Sutton.
Would it be appropriate to ask a question about the amendment from Darla?
I believe so.
Mr. Chair.
Morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you clarify for me just a little bit further? I may be a little confused at the language where it states, however, no insurance producer who is not appointed may act as an agent of the insurer. Am I missing something here? I was kind of under the impression that's how it's done now. Can you clarify that for me?
Mr. Chair,
please.
Darla Rogers, representing Walmart and NAFA. I'm not real sure I understand your question. If I'm not appointed as an agent, like, for example, for Walmart, then I can't act as an agent of Walmart.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. Isn't mm-hmm. that currently the way it's... Are we spelling this out in statute just to make that more clear? Is it not in statute anywhere else?
Mr. Chairman, I think the answer to that is twofold. We're making it clearer because of the change that the original language makes. And because of this change that would say that once you are paid a commission as appointed agent, you can give some of that compensation to me, then we just wanted to make sure that that also didn't mean that all of a sudden the company could be liable and you could be construed as the agent of the company. So we wanted to make it clear. I do think that there is some similar language in a different statutory section, but the context is just a little bit different, so that's why we wanted to bring it in here. Did that answer
that cleared it up for me personally. I was just making sure that it was also in statute somewhere else.
Yes.
If that's how we're doing it currently. So I appreciate the clarity.
Thank you.
Further questions, Senator Sutton?
Any other committee questions, comments on the motion to amend 1236 with Charlie? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1236 is amended now with 1236 Charlie. Further comments or committee action for House Bill 1236 as amended?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Lederman.
I move due pass 1236 as amended.
Second.
It's been moved due pass 1236 as amended by Senator Lederman, seconded by Senator Hagar. Comments on your motion, Senator Lederman? Senator Hagar, comments?
I think this brings a good clarification to our amongst commission sharing amongst our brokerage providers.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want Mr. Dieter to state for the record that now all their concerns are put to rest and they no longer stand as an opponent to this bill. Because there will be a consent motion forthcoming if you state that, assuming that this goes unanimous.
Larry Dieter, Division of Insurance, that is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments on Senator Lederman's motion to amend House, or a motion to do pass House Bill 1236 as amended? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Anna.
Senator Bradford. Senator Lederman.
Aye.
Senator Hager.
Aye.
Senator Sutton.
Aye.
Senator Nordstrom.
Aye.
Senator Greenfield.
Aye.
Senator Curd.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Unanimous. 1236 does pass as amended. Thank you very much for your testimony today. We're contemplating whether the committee will have a meeting on Thursday or not. I'll take. I sure would. Sorry. Senator Greenfield's motion to put House Bill 1236 on consent. Okay. Senator Bradford is opposing, so it will not be placed on the consent calendar. Thank you. As I was stating, we don't have a lot of committee work currently. We finished all the Senate bills and a good smattering of the House bills we have before the committee. There's a good chance we will not convene on Thursday, but we'll know by the end of today whether we'll have any calendar for Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Is there any other business that concerns the Commerce Committee this morning? If there is not, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
Senator Lederman, seconded by Senator Greenfield, all in favor?
Aye.
Senate Commerce is adjourned.